How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Mike Siegel.
And we are both wearing Rock Solid t-shirts.
We are. We're company men. That's what we are.
Flying the flag for all music lovers everywhere.
If I'm not going to wear the shirt, if I'm going to wear the shirt anywhere, it's going to be here.
It's going to be here or poker.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Anywhere.
But I do love this shirt. It's a comfy shirt. You know why? I don't know what the... I think this is like a blend, right? This is kind of like a...
Yeah, it's soft.
It's a softer shirt.
Yeah.
I hate those, like... there's no point of a thick cotton t-shirt.
No.
Ever.
Don't give me some thick Hanes thing with a giant tag on it.
Which eventually shrinks and, like, crunches up in your neck. And you can't... It's all bulky. You can't put a shirt over it. And it's awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
These are tagless.
Wonderful.
I mean...
I sleep in them.
Yeah.
They're really comfy.
I mean,
when
anyone's like, hey, here's a t-shirt from my podcast. I'm like, hey, okay, I'm going to wash my car with this.
Right.
I'm never going to wear this. Never going to wear this.
This is the kind of quality product that you put out, Pat.
I mean,
and,
yeah.
You know, and can people subscribe, Pat, Patreon?
You can go to Patreon, patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. But go get a t-shirt. I mean, there's so many designs. You know the Who logo? I have one of those on a white t-shirt that says Rock Solid.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. My earphones are going in and out. Is that just me? Or is that you too?
No, yeah, mine, same thing.
Okay, hold on. It might be hold on.
Oh, there you go.
Check, check. That sounds better.
A little better, yeah.
All right. So today we're doing something new.
Yeah.
We always want to find an easy topic and get Mike over here.
That you could tell me with less than 24 hours notice.
Hey, just do this. It's easy. But now I told Pilar what the topic was, and she's like, well, now you got 26 episodes you can do. It's debut albums, colon, letter A.
Letter A. And I thought there would be more A bands and people with whose last name begin with A. Less than I thought.
Well, there might be more. You and I just don't know them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably true. What it is. I got a ton, actually. How many songs did you bring?
I brought, originally I brought eight. You asked me for eight.
I did ask for eight.
And I forgot to put my transfer my list from my computer to here to my phone.
Thanks,
or
Murray.
Print it out. Yeah. I'll addle brained. But so I got seven that I could remember.
Well, I got 20.
Oh, okay. We're fine.
We're fine. We're covered.
I'm sure we got a couple doubles because at least two of mine were pretty obvious. But I did reach out for some... I don't know, some ones that I, you know, didn't even think of.
All right. You just had a birthday.
I did. It was just a few days ago.
56. 56. Closer to 60 now.
Yeah.
One step closer to 60.
Man.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. I still can't catch you, though.
No, you can't catch me. Gil Martin's older than both of them.
Is he?
Too. Yeah, I think he's 60 already.
Wow, yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, he is.
I had a good birthday, though. I gave a birthday present to myself. I stayed a couple extra days in Tahiti and swam with the humpback whales. It was amazing.
And how many whales are out there when you're out there?
Well, you know, you're not always guaranteed on finding them. And they tell you that, you know, okay, we're going out there, but we can't guarantee. I would have been pretty pissed.
I should run that hustle in my swimming pool.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you can swim with the whale. I can't guarantee there will be a whale out there, but there could be.
But now, at least these days, these guys, they'll radio one another or or even text them and say, hey, we found some, and they'll tell the other boats.
And then how long does it take for the boat to get to where the whale might be?
Well, you got to go out in the deeper water, so it takes a little bit. It was about 15, 20 minutes in the boat.
And you don't get seasick or anything on any type of boat?
I can, and I've been known to, but I was really cautious. I took some Dramamine before I went, and I'm really careful. Like the night before, I'm not drinking, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
And I'm really careful. But the first boat, I did two dives.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one, I started to feel a little
I don't
queasy
do well
by
with
then.
It at all.
And the second day, that was in the afternoon. The next day, it was the morning, and it was like empty stomach. I was clear. It wasn't as rough, but I was fine. And two people on my boat the second day heaved over the side.
Ugh.
And it's not so bad when you're going, of course. It's when you stop and then the boat's just sitting there, just going up and down.
Yeah, I don't like that dizzy feeling.
Yeah.
That's just the thing.
I felt for them. I've been there, but yeah. No, it can be rough. And it's also a tough, if you're not a good swimmer,
because
it's snorkeling, but you're also snorkeling in waves.
Yeah.
So you can't park the boat right next to the whales because it'll scare them away and they're protected. So we have to be like 100 yards away. So you got to get in the water and you got fins on, but you got to kick and go after them.
You got to get out there.
Yeah. So you got to haul ass.
And more importantly, you got to get back.
Yeah. And you got to be comfortable with a snorkel and there's current and there's waves and then it moves again. And then, okay, we're taking off again. And then you follow the leader. And so it's a workout, man. It was pretty...
You must have been exhausted.
I was tired, yeah.
You don't swim a lot, though, do you?
I'm a decent swimmer. I mean, I wasn't worried there, but it was like, you know, it's a workout. It's a workout.
I think I'm a good swimmer, too, but I don't think I'd be ready to do that.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed. I'm 56, Pat.
were there older people than you?
There was, yeah, a couple on the boat on the second day that were older than me. And one of them, the woman, threw up.
Okay.
They were coming off a cruise ship.
Were there any of those guys that are like, I'm 87, I do this every year?
There was a really older guy. Somebody brought their parents, but he didn't go in the water. He just stayed on the boat, can be worse because he didn't throw up. And it was like, you're stronger than me, man.
He was probably in World War One. He's not going to throw up on the boat.
I was in a submarine.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw up.
Following Jerry's.
That's amazing. No, yeah, that's cool.
It was really cool. So they're only there between like July through October.
Where's that rank among the coolest things you've ever done?
I don't know. It's up there. It's pretty good. I mean, I dove with whale sharks, which is kind of the same deal, which is really fun.
All right.
And that's up there too. But
what's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you when you were in the water? Like you were like, oh, fuck.
I was bitten by a fish, like a giant grouper. And
where did they bite you?
On my finger, because you're we were feeding them, which, you know, some places you're not supposed to, but this was down in Mexico where they don't have a ton of rules.
Yeah, you can bring tequila down there and give it to the fish.
But they did warn you, said if you're going to feed them, look behind you first, see. And I was running out of air, and I just thought, man, I'll just go back to the surface and just unload my
all
pockets.
The food, yeah.
And I just started doing it, and this one fish came up behind me and just went right by my hand, and they got these tiny little razor sharp teeth, and it just kind of cut me open.
So now there's blood in the water.
Yeah, so this is one of my first dives ever. This is like 30 years ago. So I get up to the boat, and I'm the first one back because I was like sucking up all my
trail of blood.
Yeah, and this first mate who speaks no English sees my hand. He goes, "Oh, un momento," and it runs back and with a bowl of liquid, clear liquid, and
ay, chihuahua,
dunks my hand in this liquid. And I was like, what could it be? And I smell it. It was gasoline. It was just like,
oh my God.
I just dunked my hand in gas. A little Mexican medicine there for you.
All right.
Well, said, no, don't smoke. You're no fumar.
You're still here.
Yeah. Thank God. It did. But it did scar a little bit.
Stitches?
No. Didn't have to. Thank God. But
just a bandage.
Yeah. That was a bad one.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That would ruin the whole trip for me.
Well, one did ruin my trip.
I'm going home.
I don't snorkel without fins anymore. I was down in, Panama, and I was doing a dive or snorkeling, you know, just floating there in the water, not even thinking. And everybody else was wearing fins. I was like, I'm just going to stay still, so I'm not going to go too far from the boat. I don't need fins, so I'm barefoot.
Okay.
But I didn't realize that the current had pushed me back toward a coral reef.
Okay.
And I went to kick like a frog kick behind me, and the back of my foot, my bottom of my big toe scraped to the reef.
Oh my
God. Just cut it right open. And that was like the beginning of it was going to be a whole week of beach. And when you got like a open cut on the bottom of your foot, beach is not fun.
Sand
right in it. You can't. And it was going to go surfing, and it was like right on the toe that you put all your weight on when you pop up, and it ruined that week.
Stitches on that, or just a scrape?
Didn't. No, it was just an annoying.
You're against stitches. You'll never get them.
I didn't need them, but it was the worst place. It was really the worst place. Last time I got stitches was the only time I really
Where
got
did
stitches.
That happen, that toe injury?
That was in Panama. Yeah.
All right.
That sucked. Oh, that was a drag. Wow. Protect your feet now. So even like if I'm walking out on those beaches that are really rocky and stuff, I have like shoes, like scuba shoes and things like that, and water shoes. I recommend them. Don't let a scraped up toe ruin your vacation, folks.
No, especially when you're in where?
That was in Panama. Hey, what the?
I couldn't get it going the first time I asked you. God damn it. All right, enough of that nonsense.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. What? So you bungee jumped?
I bungee jumped.
Skydived.
Skydived.
Hot air balloon.
Yep.
Grand Canyon.
Yep. I did rafting down the Grand Canyon.
All right. So you've also white water rafted.
Yep. Did that. Right. Also did that in Panama as well.
Climbed
Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro.
Went to Antarctica.
Great Wall of China.
Haven't been to the Great Wall of China.
Well, you better step it up.
It's up. You're 56. It's on my list.
You're 56.
I know. I'm running out. I got a bucket list of about a dirty dozen countries that I really need to go to.
The dirty dozen.
Yeah. And two of them are China and Russia.
So probably maybe never.
Yeah. That's what I tell people. It's like, you know, things change quickly. History as a way of moving, you know, fast. Now the Middle East is a mess. I've been to Israel.
Yeah.
But would I go now? No.
No.
You know, my grandfather was from the Ukraine and meant to see that at one point, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So you just never know.
Have you been to Dubai?
I haven't been to Dubai. Right. I've been to Jordan, Israel, and like, I don't count going through an airport like, you know, as being there.
50 states? Have you been in all 50?
All 50, yeah. All right. I have been. Yeah, I've done America. I think I've seen it.
Some people are like, I've been in 4 states. It's like,
I think
what?
The average is like 8. Maybe?
8 states is what people, and that's sometimes they're just driving through.
And if that's the average, then half the people haven't even, you know, done that many.
No.
You know, I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up around a lot of people who had never been to the ocean, never saw it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We were 1,000 miles from an ocean.
Yeah. We were growing up in Pennsylvania. When we did do a summer vacation, it was Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which, how far was that? Like driving?
It felt like a drive.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not crazy. I take the ocean for granted here. I mean, I can be there in 25 minutes.
Exactly. I live right near. I was there this morning. Actually, I walked the dog all the way.
It's an amazing sight to just walk and go, there's the ocean.
I never want to live far from one. I don't know. I always loved it.
What about when a tsunami comes?
They go to high ground, buddy.
All right.
Really? You're going to threaten me with a tsunami?
Yeah, I'm going to throw down tsunami. All right, let's get started. I'll go first because you have a fraction of the songs I have.
All right.
All right, I'm going to start.
Oh, I saw Peter Gabriel Friday. We can talk about that later.
Well, no, bring it up.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Say that for letter G.
Okay.
No, you said it was great.
He was great. He sounds great. And
how does he look?
You know, he's an old man. He's a bald,
a
little overweight old man.
And he's a little bit overweight. Does he wear like a big,
He's got a big jacket.
Big jacket, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And the band was great.
Does he move around the stage at all, or is he pinned to the mic?
No, he moves around. He's behind a keyboard a lot of it, but then he'll move around.
I didn't realize that he played keyboard.
Yeah, and a lot of the new songs, some of you just sat at the keyboard and played them.
All right, sat, didn't stand.
No.
Keytar?
No.
All right.
Didn't do that.
How big is the band?
I'd say it's about sizable. I don't know, maybe about 8 to 10 people.
Yeah, well, I find that as the artist gets older, the augmentation of the band is more.
Especially to sing
horns,
and hit the high notes.
Background singers,
yeah.
Additional keyboard players.
I will say his voice sounded pretty good. His voice sounded good, and that's the one thing you worry about.
It's the most important thing.
Yeah, I don't need him to move around a lot.
He was never a singer that pushed his voice, though.
No.
He always sang at a certain level.
He did go high, though. I mean, you know, in a lot of the songs, he
don't
does...
Don't give
And he did mess up a line, you know, and he admitted it. Yeah, he's like,
that's good.
In that song, he's like, I forgot that one. And everybody went, yeah.
How was the female vocalist that sang with him?
Oh, great. Yeah, she was really good.
Kate Bush?
Yeah, no, not her. But the one time, I remember did you see him, the So tour?
I've never seen him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw the So when he was doing it top to bottom. I guess it was the 30th. I guess it would be 2016.
Is that at the Hollywood Bowl, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
It was great. But then during In Your Eyes, John Cusack came out and held up the boombox.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Now, who puts that in motion? Obviously, does John Cusack call him and go, you want me to come out and hold the boombox up? But then King Gabriel might go, no, that's stupid. So Gabriel had to put that in motion.
Yeah, he had to green light it, of course.
But
and then Cusack
him?
Gets a free concert.
Gets a free concert backstage.
Yeah. It was fun. That was fun.
Eating off the tables back yeah. there, the crudité.
I will say I did like that set list better than this one. I mean, he does have a new album. I think he played a lot of that.
The album's not even out yet. He keeps releasing songs. It's
I.O. or something.
But it's not out yet.
Yeah. And there was a theme to him. He's an artist, so he's very, it's like, he does a lot of spoken intro to every song, and it's like a theme to each.
Did he wear that daisy head thing?
No,
from he didn't Genesis.
And there's a 20-minute intermission.
Well, you know, if you need, if you need it, you need it.
If last Friday you were around town and wondering where the 50-year-old white guys were, I can tell you where they were.
Well, we are going to see Ricky Lee Jones tonight. I wonder, what's that crowd? That's going to be an older crowd.
Oh, absolutely.
No one's going to stand at the Roxy.
No.
They're setting up chairs.
Yeah, damn right they're setting up chairs. And that's a small place.
Yeah, am I going to be doing some of this tonight?
No.
When the Duchess of Coolsville comes out?
Is she
out?
Is it acoustic?
I bet it's just going to be her at the piano. To be honest, that's why Pilar's like, oh yeah, I'd like that. That sounds right up my alley.
That was a wild book, reading her book.
Yeah.
She's seen and done some things.
Last Chance Texaco.
Yeah. She's been through a lot.
Maybe she'll talk about it tonight.
Man, I hope so. You know, God bless her, because she, you know, she almost didn't make it. You know,
I
know,
had
a lot of demons there.
Well,
talented, but
Chucky's in love. That's all I know.
That's got to be the closer, right?
I looked at a set list. A couple nights she doesn't play it.
Ooh, that's a, come on. Gabriel, I mean, didn't play
Games
Without Frontiers or Shock the Monkey.
Yeah.
We were waiting for it. Didn't happen.
But he's got more hits than she
has. Yeah, I mean, he played Big Time. He played Sledgehammer. He played, you know, Red Rain and Don't Give Up. And
I mean, Chucky's in Love is like the
it's big. That's her only hits. That's
biggest.
It.
Yeah, that's it. Come on.
All right. Yeah.
Let's kick it off.
Okay.
I'm going to surprise you with this one from 2002.
A debut from 2002?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a super group.
Oh, not Asia.
No, that's 82. That's,
I know.
That's,
I was
that's
say.
20 years earlier.
Super group 2002. You go, I don't know.
Audio Slave.
Oh, right.
Cochise.
I had that. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Rock in peace, Chris Cornell.
What a voice. Man.
I know.
They'll lose that voice. That's a bummer.
Well, he lost the voice.
No, I mean, the
voice is gone.
The talent that went with that voice, you know. Who else was in that band? Was that Tom Morello was in that?
Tom Morello. Well, it was Rage Against the Machine.
And Chris Cornell. And
with Chris Cornell.
Okay.
That's what it was. I mean, what's the lead singer from Zach? What's his name?
De La Roca.
De La Roca.
De La Roca.
It's not Galifianakis.
No, not Galifianakis.
He's not the singer. I don't think he is. What if that was the super group?
He was sitting at a piano telling one-liners in between.
Oh my God, that'd be great. I would love that. All right, Mr. Seven Songs.
Okay.
Oh, and I got to look yours up on iTunes, or maybe I'll have them. Do you think I'm going to have this
the
one?
The first one you will have.
All right, you want to show it to me?
It's the first one that popped into my head, which is AC/DC.
All right.
From their debut album, High Voltage, which had a couple different covers over the years.
Here's the thing.
I think there was a UK cover, or maybe there was an Australia cover.
The Australian, I have a song from the Australian one, because that came out first in 75, and it's a completely different track listing.
Oh, really?
But you're going with the international or American release of, okay, so what's the song?
It's Soul Stripper. And it's like over a 6-minute. I mean, the only single off it was the cover, the blues cover.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is this is off the Australian version.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So good. You did well.
Okay. So the blues cover, which one?
I don't know.
Baby, Please Don't Go. Baby, Please Don't Go.
That's also off the Australian version.
So I didn't want to pick that one, but I, I did like this stripper. One. We got to go like take it in like around the middle of it because it's like 6 minutes and something long. It's a long intro.
I'm going to jump into about 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Let's see
okay, but you can kind of get a glimpse of what they're going to be.
How about that voice?
That's it.
I'm not even going to play mine from this album because that's pretty great. I don't think I can top it. That's great.
Right? And that kind of like, you knew what they were going to be after that.
And how great is that production for 1975?
It did sound great.
That's really great. By the way, I don't know if I explained this. We're playing...
Do you explain the concept?
I didn't remember if I did today. I just gave the title. Okay, so we're playing songs that we like from debut albums from bands that begin with A or artists whose last name is A.
Well done.
Now, this one kind of is a little bit of both, because this artist just goes by her first name, which is Adele.
Okay.
So
right.
It counts,
I
right?
I looked into her, yeah.
It counts.
Like, sure, of course.
Okay, this is from 2008. The album is 19, and this is Daydreamer.
Daydreamer, sitting on the sea, soaking up the sun. He is a real lover of making up the past and feeling up his girl like he's never felt a figure before.
I like this first album because she kind of lets the Cockney accent come in from time to time.
A jaw-dropper. Looks good when he walks, is the subject of their talk. He would be hard to chase.
All right, Adele. All good voices so far today.
Yeah. Her and Amy Winehouse both had a weird way of like pronouncing words. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, which worked for what they were doing, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I have the other one. These are the second obvious band that came to my head, and I'm sure it came to yours.
Yeah.
Which is Aerosmith.
Yeah.
But my favorite one off this one, everybody knows Dream On, but my favorite one is Mama Kin, which is a great, great song.
Yeah.
It's just a jam.
Yeah, I had one from Aerosmith too.
Of course. I knew you would have those two, but.
I didn't take Mama Kin though. I went with Make It, which kicks off the album. But here's Mama Kin because it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
This is from the 2023 reissue.
Oh. 50 years.
I know. This is a rough and ragged debut, though. It's not quite Aerosmith.
It's uneven.
Yeah, yeah.
All these debuts are uneven, you know?
Yeah, it's until you get to something like Boston or something.
Yeah.
Or the Cars.
A B and a C group.
Yeah. Songs on this debut.
Yeah, just eight?
Just eight. Eight
That's
on the
enough.
First two albums. Then the next like five albums are nine songs.
Wow.
That's all you need.
Oh, he's gotta start singing.
It's a long intro.
There it is. That's okay.
Oh, you gotta hear him.
Okay,
you gotta say
right.
Mama Kin.
You've been fading, always operating, keeping touch with Mama Kin.
There it is. Awesome.
Then Dream On wasn't a hit until like 2 years later.
Right. Well, after they, Your Wings, right?
After Get Your Wings, yeah. Then they re-released it. They went back and said, you know, this song might be a hit.
Was that one of those things where it was like some one DJ in one market
flipped the record
and decided to play it, and then all of a sudden the phones lit up? And
it could be. It could be.
Yeah.
All right. This next guy has been around since 1980. How many?
1980 debut. Okay.
How many years is that? Let's do
that.
That
is 43 years.
43 years? This is the Groover from Vancouver.
Hey, your boy Brian Adams.
This is an uneven debut. Yeah. It's simply called Brian Adams.
I can't think of it. What's on it?
I really only like this song from it, and it's called Hiding from Love. And he sounds, it's totally different. He sounds super young. I think it's a little high. Let's find out. No rasp.
Wow, that doesn't.
I don't know what to do. Said you'd make it easy.
It's almost a female voice.
I know.
But you called it off before I changed my mind.
He was probably a teenager here.
Hell yeah. Did he write all the songs?
Yeah, he would write with Jim Vallance.
Oh, right. Okay.
Adams and Vallance. Now, on that album, I believe so. You know what? I have a thing in front of me called a computer. Let me see.
Oh, by the way, I listened to your Pete Townsend solo.
Oh, did you like that?
Yeah, I forgot how many great songs.
Yeah, he has a ton of great songs. And then he stopped being a solo artist.
It's so funny. Like, the two of the biggest... You know, I had Empty Glass and All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the All the Best Cowboys album right now. And it's funny. I think between those two albums is mm-hmm. when he stopped drinking.
Ah, okay.
Because he looks so much clean cut.
He does.
And like got his act together
clear
there.
Clear-eyed, yes.
Empty Glass, the cover, he's literally sitting in a bar.
Literally doesn't have
beard,
an empty glass.
Just bedraggled.
Adams wrote every song on his debut album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, most of them win with Jim Vallance. One with Paul Dean from Loverboy.
Yeah.
All right.
Those Canadians, man.
They stick together.
Conspiracy.
All right. What's your next thing?
This is one I don't know if you'll have. I was reaching on this one. Here's a band I've never played on here. And it's, you remember The Association?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have that? I'm sure you probably have.
Oh, I do. I have their hit. As if it's a hit, and it's from their debut.
This is their hit, because I figured you'd have it. And this
but is it from their debut album?
It is. This is, they had two hits on that one. The other one is Cherish, which I was too mellow.
So you're going to, well,
I'm going to play the other one. This is Along Comes Mary.
I got it.
Which is a fun, this is total 60s psychedelia little thing. It's one of those singles.
This is great. They have three songs, This, Cherish, and Windy.
Yep. Put this in the hand clap one.
This sounds great.
Yeah.
Cowbell, too.
Oh, yeah. Claps, cowbell, get the whole thing. Groovy, huh?
It's pretty cool.
This is a bunch. They, I guess, were the house band for a moment at the Troubadour in the mid-60s.
Wait, say that again?
I think I think it was the Troubadour. They were kind of the house band.
Oh, really?
There for a little while.
That's interesting.
And Doug Weston, of Doug Weston's Troubadour fame,
mm-hmm.
managed them for a little bit at the start. But you talk about like a rotating group of people. You go to the Wikipedia page, it's like past members, and it's like 50 of them.
Current members, none of the original members.
So, there's that one, Windy. What was the other one?
Cherish, Windy.
There was one more that I liked, and I was just going
to
say it.
Hold on. Let me look. I might be able to find it.
Mm.
Is it Never My Love?
Never My Love. That was the one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
They got that four songs. Good. That's good.
That's, you know, more than most.
Yeah. I don't have any.
Yeah.
All right. Here, this is a gigantic debut album.
What year?
1982.
Well, with Asia.
No.
Okay. Group or a single person?
This band is actually, they would come, well, I'm looking at my CD collection. They're actually first because I don't own the ABBA albums physically. I only own them digitally. But in my physical record collection, CD collection, this band is first.
Okay, so it's not ABBA.
It's not ABBA.
So it's got a AA? AB.
AB.
Oh.
Keep going. What's next? AB.
Oh, I had ABC.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one on them.
Do you?
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I knew we would overlap.
I got Poison Arrow.
That's what I have. That's my favorite one. If I were to say to you,
can you keep the secret? This is a gigantic debut.
Yeah. And Look of Love is on here.
Yep. Say I love you, foul a situation. Hey, girl, I thought we were. I think produced by Trevor Horn, too. Who broke my heart?
Stupid, stupid.
What if he sang that part like that? Stupid. Produced by Trevor Horn and Steve Brown. This guy still tours, Martin Fry. He tours as ABC. I don't know if
Does
any
he?
Of it. Yeah, he comes to the Canyon Club a lot wearing the suit.
Wow, okay.
All ready to go. Let me jump in since I have more songs than you, and since we brought up ABBA, let's play something from their debut, simply called ABBA. Oh no, I'm sorry. The album is called Ring Ring, and I'm playing the song.
Was this something that just like was released only in Europe, or was this an America debut?
I don't know.
Worldwide?
I'll look that up. But this is a good song.
Oh yeah.
This album was 3 times platinum in Australia.
I'm sure it was.
Came out in 73. That's 50 years ago, right?
Yep. 50 years.
Let me see what this did as a single, if anything. This was not released as a single. Oh, no, it was number one in Sweden. Oh.
Why don't you give me a call?
UK 32, nothing in the US. 7 in Australia.
Oh, they were gods in Australia.
2 in Norway. 17 in New Zealand. Big song, just not here.
It's big.
Waterloo is 74 and came out in... I'm sorry, came out in 74 and was number 6 in the US.
They knew how to write a hook, man.
They have a bunch of these double word songs, too. They got Ring Ring, they got Honey Honey.
Money, money, money?
That's 3. Money, money, money is 3. They went crazy with that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you got for us?
Here's one I don't think you got. This is Aztec Camera.
Sometimes my iTunes library surprises me.
And the debut was called High Land, Hard Rain. That's the album. It came out in 1983, Aztec Camera.
All right, let me see. I'm going to type in Aztec.
And you'll know the single.
I do not have any Aztec Camera, so let me go to the iTunes store.
Okay. And I just remembered my 8th one. Who says my brain is...
mush. Who says that?
It's getting there.
Okay. And what song am I looking for? What's the album called?
I just said Hard Rain. Was it?
Okay, I got it. Highland,
Hard Rain.
And what's the song?
Oblivious. You'll know it when you hear it.
It's the first song on the album. I don't know where it'll jump me in, but let's find out.
Yeah, go in the middle. Oh, there it is.
I have no control.
Oh, is this iTunes?
Yep. From
Hold on, get the
Oblivion. How many songs do you think I have in my iTunes library?
15,000.
Oh, it's
25,000.
More.
50,000.
More.
No.
Yeah.
Songs. Oh, 100,000.
95,003.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't have that one. Big hit from 1983.
1 full terabyte is what it's telling me.
Oh, that's big. That's big.
It says that I can play, if I push play on this, and I didn't like, and I just let my music just play, it would play for 352 days.
Oh, almost a year. You got to go full year now.
Yeah. That's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many days in a year?
365.
365. I got to get more music.
Yeah.
How much more music?
That's not your problem. Hey, you don't have everything in your iTunes, do you? Or do you by
everything
now?
That's on the wall here?
Well, yeah, in the wall and the CDs and the vinyl.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always playing with my iTunes library. There could be duplicates in there, too.
Oh, I'm sure. I got a bunch.
This Friday, a new Rolling Stones album is coming out.
I just heard, Diamonds. As I was pulling in to your house, I heard the single on
Angry?
88.5. Yep.
One of the reviews said it's a modern day masterpiece.
Whoa.
So I'm excited. And it's just, I think it's just 11 songs. So they're not like overdoing it.
Are they going to tour behind it? They just came back. What are they?
They're never going to stop touring.
I know.
They're never going to stop.
They make $1 billion doing it. I was like, at this point. But they're 80.
I know. All right. This is an Australian band.
Oh, wait a minute. What year?
1977.
77.
They have not ACDC. They have, what was that?
That was my phone.
Oh, okay.
The floor.
They have a different.
Just me breaking my phone.
They have a different name in Australia than they had when in the U.S.
Oh, different name?
Yeah, because someone already had the name in the U.S. So when they released albums in the U.S., it was under a different name.
Oh, crap. What is it?
Okay.
Give me a hint. In
Australia, they're called the Angels.
Oh.
And in America, they were Angel City.
Angel City.
So this is from the Angels' debut album, 1977, self-titled debut. And this song is called Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again?
I don't know this.
They like those crunchy
they like their rock and roll
and
straight ahead.
Pub rock in it.
Yeah.
Australia with a pint. You like football?
Yep, I do.
Talking about soccer.
Yep. What do you want to know?
Do you watch this show, Welcome to Wrexham?
I saw the first season, and I'm about to start the second.
It's really fun.
I loved it, but I know enough that I know how it ends. I know how the season ended.
Don't tell me anything.
Okay, that's the only drag that I actually know how.
Yeah,
we
are, I think Pilar and I are going to the UK again in the spring of 2024, and we're going to go up there.
We'll see a game somewhere.
Yeah,
but we
want to go to Wrexham because we watch that show now, so we want to go to that turf.
Oh, the ground? Oh, wow.
Yeah, we want to go to the turf bar, and we want to see
want
to see these people that are in the show.
Well, it's in Wales, so it's not really totally convenient.
Yeah.
I've never, believe it or not, all the times I've been to the UK, I haven't been to Wales. I heard Cardiff is a lot of fun. And
it looks like a wonderful little town, though, doesn't it? It
looks millions beautiful. Of those. I've been close. I went to a music festival in the Cotswolds, which is like the hilly area, kind of like on the border of Wales, and it's beautiful. I mean, really beautiful.
Had you ever heard of that team before that show?
No, I, you know, they're such a lower level team.
Yeah.
I hadn't, I know some of them, but no, that one I hadn't heard. I'd seen their name written, but I didn't know anything about it. Nobody paid attention to them. Nobody.
But Reynolds and, what's his name, Rob?
McElhenney.
Yeah, they've changed that town.
Yeah, I mean, people live and die by these things. I mean,
but
maybe
brought
a little too much, but it, I mean, like any kind of sports thing, it can bring pride to a place that's been, you know, neglected, made fun of and yes. and down and kind of unites people, just like, you know, just your school team or whatever.
And I love the trajectory of the show. Like, it's like, oh, these rich Americans are going to come in, and then they really do change the
yeah.
the whole.
Well, it's amazing what an influx of money can do to to a club.
Right, yeah.
Which has changed many a club. And it's like, oh, you can buy a lot better players now? Hey, look, we're winning.
Right.
But yeah, it's
a fun show. It's a good show.
It's a lot of fun. I liked it. Yeah, I'm going to watch it, but there's a Beckham documentary that's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that too.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Did you watch, I always get the name wrong, is it Breakpoint or Point Break? Breakpoint.
Oh, the tennis one.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll learn all the new players, all the up and comers, and it's really great.
I think those are the same producers who did the F1 Drive to Survive one. It's supposed to be really good.
What's that about? Is that about
F1 Formula Car Racing?
I can't get into that.
And they did a golf one too, about the Pro Golf Tour. That's supposed to be really good, which I can't remember what it is.
All right, sports talk.
Sports talk. Hey,
you know I love sports.
But try to see any kind of game. When are you going? April?
Yeah, in the spring.
Okay, so the season ends about mid-May.
All right, so we'll make it.
Yeah, try to see any game anywhere. I've seen five or six in London. Mostly in London. But
is there going to be a fight? Is there going to be a fight afterwards?
No. It's not like it used to be. They cleaned it up in the 90s. Really.
What did they call the groups of people that would start the fights?
The hooligans.
Hooligans, is that what they were called? Simple as that?
You're on a firm. Every team has its firm. The ultras that are, I mean, I've seen some scary, I saw games in Istanbul.
Over a soccer game.
Hey, people turn over cars here when their team wins or loses.
I saw that firsthand in Chicago when the Bulls won. My God.
So,
I've told this story before, but I was watching the Chicago Bulls game at Jeff Lucas's apartment, and they won. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was. But it's big because people were in the streets going crazy, turning over cars. Jeff and I go out in the street. We're just watching everything. People are turning over cars and just jumping on cars. And a police car comes around the corner. They're like three blocks away, but we can see them. And the police car stops. They back up and drive away. They're like, even the police went, I'm not going down there.
Hey, the police were happy the Bulls won.
Yeah.
Hey, woo!
Yeah,
woo! Hey, them Bulls!
Hey, finally, right?
Hey, right? Hey, turn over a couple cars.
The Bears, the Bulls.
Turn over a couple cars. Knock yourselves out, fellas.
The Cubs, the Sox. where's your allegiance for baseball?
I like them. I'll support both the Cubs and the Sox. I grew up going to more Sox games, but I'm not one of those guys who's like, it's either or, man.
So you're not
a lot of that shit is like passed down from your parents. My parents are from the East Coast, and they couldn't care less.
I thought maybe you would say the Dodgers.
No, I don't care. And the teams that are left, there's four teams left this year. I really don't care.
Your number one sport is soccer.
Yeah. Now, I guess going to, that I follow.
And do you call it football?
Not around here. Not around mixed company.
It makes sense that it's called football. Yes. They play with their feet.
Exactly.
Why is American football called football?
We're the only one.
They should call that touchdown. Are you going to watch touchdown this Sunday?
Yeah. Australia did that too. There's Aussie rules football. It's like we're the only two countries that call it soccer, really.
All right. And where's that word come from?
I don't know. I can't remember. There's a story behind it, but I can't remember what it was. But if you get a chance to go to a game, I'll let you know of some. You go to the smaller clubs, it tends to be a lot more fun. And there's the quaint little villages that have their little.
I like a sport where when you score, you get 1 point.
Yeah.
What's this 6 points and 2 points and 3 point? I mean, come on.
Got on the ship, we had limited TV, and there was a lot of Aussies on the trip I was on because of the South Pacific. Mm-hmm. It was a 28-day cruise that was going from Seattle to Sydney. So I caught the leg from Honolulu to Tahiti.
Could you do a 28-day?
No. I can barely do 2 weeks,
Yeah,
but Aussies, though, are great audiences, I find.
All right.
Because they don't, nothing offends them. There's no political correctness there. There's no nothing. They're just like
perfect.
Yeah. They're just
so I interrupted you. You were saying limited TV. So
oh my God. So there was especially with all the Aussies and stuff, they show a lot of cricket, which is just brutal. Cricket is just
boring.
I've given it many chances. I even saw a live game in England. I couldn't make it. I lasted about 20 minutes, a half hour. It's like I tried, but it's like foreigners trying to watch baseball. They're like, this is slow. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's like, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah. Give me some rugby.
One of the reasons soccer's so like universal and worldwide. It's very simple. Hey, you got to kick it into that goal. These guys try to kick it in there.
Don't use your hands. And they're just running constantly.
I would be gassed after 2 minutes.
I used to play in high school.
I was playing in an adult league like 10 years ago. And the little short field kicking into the hockey goals, you know. And I was gassed like 5 minutes in. I'm just like, because it's just sprinting. I mean, that time I was running. I was jogging. But that's a completely different than full out sprints up and down. Oh, no way.
And people who say, well, what about basketball? Yeah, the court's
a much smaller
fraction of the soccer field.
And there's a stop and play all the time, you know, between fouls, between going out of bounds.
There's no stopping in soccer.
No. It's just straight. You're just constantly, you got to be in great shape. And I am not anymore. I can barely swim to whales.
I guess hockey too would be.
Yeah, that's why they have so many shift changes.
Yeah.
That's why they're constantly going to the bench and the other guy's hopping on because.
And they're fighting too.
You're winded. Yeah, exactly. But yeah. But.
Not right.
And baseball though, I saw a baseball game in Japan, which was a lot of fun.
They go crazy there.
Oh, they love it.
Well, they love their baseball and Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Duran Duran. All right. Debut albums. Letter A.
Okay. I'm going to keep it patriotic here, buddy.
You think I'm going to have this one?
Yeah, I know you have it.
All right. Let me find. All right. Give it to me.
It's a band named after a country.
America.
Yeah.
I had a song from them too.
I figured you would. So
which one do you have?
Well, I mean, the big hit off that is Horse with No Name.
Yeah, but that was added
later, right?
Later. So that's why I call foul on that one. So
I'm
going to
take
with
The Sandman.
The Sandman? Okay. And I went with I Need You, but I'll play The Sandman. Right there. There are two of the guys.
Oh, yeah.
They sounded right there. They sounded terrible.
I heard that. What you said?
One guy was
off. You and Chip were there?
One guy was off key all night, and his mic was up full. The other guy's mic was barely on.
So even the sound mix was terrible.
I know. It was like, that guy must have been, because Chip and I kept saying, if that guy's mic is barely on, he must be worse than this guy.
No.
Okay, Sandman, here we go. I don't have it queued up. Let's see where it drops us in. Acoustic.
Ain't it foggy outside?
This guy.
All the planes have been grounded.
Grounded. That's how we heard it that night.
Ain't the fire inside.
Was it?
The fire inside.
Chip Hussein was like one word in. You guys looked at each other just like, oh no.
Yep.
Oh no.
And it never got better. But they happily signed afterwards.
Good for them.
Funny, I've been there. And you've been here. We ain't had no time to drink that beer. Cause I understand you've been running from the man that goes by the name of the Sandman. He flies the sky like an eagle in the eye.
And you're the snowman.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're the snowman. America, the 1971.
That was 71.
That was before George Martin was producing them.
52 years ago.
It's insane, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The Sandman.
The Sandman. Okay, what do I got next? I can blow by my... Okay, what happened? This is a super group.
Oh.
But it's not Asia.
Okay.
This is from 1993.
93.
What happens when the drummer from Cinderella hooks up...
Let's take the super out of that group.
Hooks up with the lead singer of Rat.
Oh.
You get a band called Arcade.
Okay.
And this song is called Nothing to Lose.
Arcade.
Nothing to lose, buddy.
Never enough when you got nothing to lose.
Now, I forgot, but saying that name out loud, Arcade, made me think of this Duran Duran offshoot, Arcadia. from the album So Red the Rose. This is Election Day.
So who's the offshoot? What's the...
It was Simon Le Bon, Nick Rhodes, and it might have
John
been the
Taylor?
It might have been the drummer. No, John Taylor was in Power Station.
Oh, right.
So it might have been, what's the drummer's name? Roger Taylor.
Okay.
This is Election Day, single version. This wasn't even on my list. It just popped in. This is just Duran Duran, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you told me this was Duran Duran, I'd say, of course it is.
Yeah.
All right. We got it. Election Day.
It sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it is good. It is good.
Did they only do the one album?
They only did the one album.
Okay.
Power Station did two albums.
Well, but take that.
A long time between
that,
the two.
Take that, Arcadia.
I know. Fuck off, Arcadia. All right, what do you got?
Here's one I think you'll probably have.
All right.
It's a guest of the show.
What?
Yeah.
What? Who is it?
Just, well, this is not his name, but his band.
All right.
Recovering from an illness.
Okay.
That he talked about on this show.
All right.
You remember anything?
I can't think.
British?
So, too many shows. Oh, The Alarm.
Hey, there
Mike
you
Peters
go.
Mike Peters in The Alarm.
Yeah.
Did you go with 68 Guns?
I did not, but that was the single off the album.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with what you got then.
I went to a song called Third Light from 1983.
Declaration is the album. I have 84 listed, but...
Oh, okay, well...
Who knows? Either way, it's the debut.
Maybe you're right.
It's the debut. These guys opened up for Pretenders on the Learning to Crawl tour. I saw that at the Stanley Theater in Pittsburgh.
Did it make you want to go out and get their album?
It didn't at the time. But they were real good.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's playing this weekend at the Canyon Club.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's back. He's like...
Yeah, he's feeling good.
Covered? Oh, good.
I remember their hair was really big.
Oh, yeah. On my shoulder. Very U2, this era.
Yes. I feel so sick inside. Perfect opener for the Pretenders, though. It was a great double bill. So no one here knows your surname. And no one knows from where you came. The Red Cross takes you to your grave. For which our government...
There you go.
Third Light from Declaration. Nice. Good one.
Little piece of 80s. Not punk, but not pop. I don't know what you'd call it.
I don't know what you'd call it either. I don't know what you'd call it.
I'd just say U2-ish.
Yeah. I don't know how you would classify this lady.
Lady.
Teenager in 1996, I believe. Her debut album was called Tidal. T-I-D-A-L.
Oh,
Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple. Good one. Man, that is this Criminal?
Shadow Boxer.
Okay, this is a good one too. I love Criminal. That's a good one. Once my lover, now my friend.
What a cruel thing to pretend. Can't figure out if she would have any money.
What a you would hope.
I mean, she's got four or five albums, but I don't know if they sell.
Well, if she kept her writing and publishing rights, hopefully.
She doesn't really tour. I don't see anyone wearing merch.
God love her. She always struck me as just flat out nuts.
And sad.
Yeah. And you set my soul at ease. Then you let your love.
And her music's not really accessible.
No, it's kind of like a Tori Amos thing, but
yeah. Which, by the way, she's on the list.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I forgot about her too. Grace and rapture me.
All great songs from debut albums.
Yeah.
Some of these bands hit the ground running.
I really thought she would have been bigger.
I know. I just don't think.
I don't think she liked the business too much, but she didn't seem to play the game like they wanted her to.
Seems like she probably lives up in the hills.
Yeah. I thought she was going to get some Alanis type, notoriety, you know?
Yeah. She's making some dream catchers today. That's probably what she's doing. She's going to go to the Topanga
up there
market.
There in Los Feliz somewhere. Just, yeah.
Topanga market, buy a head of lettuce.
And people are going, is that?
Maybe it isn't.
Yeah. Okay. I only got one more.
That's okay. Well, then I'll play Tori Amos right now, back to back with some sad ladies.
Okay.
Here we go.
Excuse me, but can I be you for a while? My dog won't bite if you sit real still. I got the Antichrist in the kitchen yelling at me again. Yeah, I can hear. Been saved again by the garbage truck. I got something to say, you know, but nothing comes. Yes, I know what you think of me. You never shut up. Yeah, I can hear that. But what if I'm a mermaid?
It's a Lilith fair.
Oh, yeah.
Jeans with her name still on it, but I don't care. Sometimes I said, sometimes I hear my voice, and it's been here, silent all these years.
I can't believe Sarah McLachlan doesn't reboot that Lilith Fair with all the female artists. Like, you could get Stevie Nicks and Taylor Swift and Olivia Rodrigo and Boy Genius. There could be so, you know, it could be gigantic.
I was just reading an article about this, about how they asked the question. The title of the article was the mid-90s the best era for women in modern music? Because that's when I was in 97, was when I was on VH1. I think VH1 might have been one of the sponsors of the Lilith Fair, because we plugged it all,
Bangles.
And it was a very the playlist. The stuff I was introducing that year was so women heavy. It was Sheryl Crow, Meredith Brooks,
Michelle
Mitch
Branch
was out that
maybe.
Week, Sean Colvin,
yeah,
Sarah McLachlan, Natalie Merchant was solo and doing all this. There was a ton of them, and it was. It was a good time for women too, in terms of, like, they had the first Woodstock revival. And
I mean, they fucking throw Ozfest down our throats for years.
Well, that was one of the comparisons they did. If you saw the, you know, the Woodstock 99 documentaries, and they compared it to 94 when they brought it back, how 94 was just a lot of female artists on the bill. The crowd was much more friendly. Say what you want about the grunge movement, it was a pretty women-friendly environment.
Yeah.
You know, there were a lot of, you know, bikini, you know, girl bands and, you know, that Bikini Kill and, you know, Riot Girl bands and that kind of stuff. It was, like, pretty open to women. I mean, they didn't...
And the bands like Pearl Jam and stuff, they didn't seem, like, gross and towards ladies.
And then the backlash came with, you know, all of a sudden we got Limp Bizkit and Korn and all the dudes smashing it up and...
Kid Rock.
That was the argument. It was 99, too. It's like, what are these guys so angry about?
Yeah.
We weren't at war. There was like pre-9/11. There was the economy was doing good. Just it was just
douchebag fest.
Yeah. And just kind of they were angry about boy bands being played on MTV. It was like angry at NSYNC.
Yeah.
That's what
they so mad.
So angry. So, and that was one of the reasons they said added to the violence. It was like there was only three women on that bill in 99. It was like Sheryl Crow,
Jewel,
and maybe, I don't know if Courtney Love and Hole were there. There was one other.
The other one, but that was it.
That was it.
It seemed scary when they were on stage.
Yeah, and Sheryl Crow ain't going to calm the fellas down.
No. Let me tell you something, though. If they had a Lilith Fair now, they could stack that thing with so many amazing female artists. Brandi Carlile, I mean, it would be crazy.
Oh, yeah. You want a young virgin, though.
You could bring some veterans out.
Yeah.
You know, Sheryl Crow, Melissa, Stevie. But then you could stack it with so many, you know, new artists that are popular. Haim.
Haim,
it could be on the...
No, there's tons of them there. Just like, yeah, it's an odd that we don't have it. We don't have it.
Yeah.
Maybe people are okay with, like, mixing up a bill. I don't mind a mixed bill as long as it's mixed.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like not an all-day like rock 30. Fest with nothing but dudes. I mean, a heavy metal one is going to be more dude.
Yeah, I mean, they just did that power trip thing for 3 days.
There wasn't a woman on it, was it? Was Lita Ford on it? Maybe
no,
a little?
No.
Not even Lita?
No Doro. Just no Lita.
ACDC.
It was Iron Maidens, yeah. Nothing like that. No, it was just, it was AC/DC, was it Metallica, was it Guns N' Roses, Judas Priest,
yeah,
whatever.
I went with our friend Courtney Cronin.
Yes, Courtney Love.
To a concert in down in the South Bay in our neighborhood, and one of the women, it was for a woman who had a solo album out, whose name I will never remember, but it was a friend of Courtney's, and this woman also plays in... AC/DC.
I like it. That's so great.
No, not AC/DC. Iron Maidens. She plays in Iron Maidens. And she was great. But yeah, we only stopped in for a couple songs.
What is the all female Kiss band called? Puss? With those big S's behind the stage.
Puss.
All right.
Really?
What's your
Puss?
I'm just doing it to make people laugh.
Okay, I have this is a band I didn't, you know, when they first came out, I liked a couple of their things. Speaking of Britain, this is the Arctic Monkeys.
This is my youngest nephew's favorite band. He just saw them. He said, "This is his favorite band."
I think I missed, you know, I was a little too old, I think, for to catch the vibe. But
yeah, I definitely got to go to iTunes store for this.
Okay, you don't have it?
Okay, no, I don't have this. I can't have it all.
Think of the one I was going to play.
It's got to be off their debut.
Yeah,
that's the only rule. What's the debut called?
It's got a long title.
Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino?
No.
All right.
Whatever people say I am, that's what I'm not. That's what it is.
Oh boy, I hope I can find that. there
bulky
it is.
Title.
It's
2006.
A horrible album cover. It's a guy smoking on the front, and I don't like that ever. All right. What song are you going to play?
Well, let's just play the single. This is "I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor," which is
And that's the most popular song.
Sure, of course,
on this album.
I took an easy route there.
It's okay. Here we go.
I think I wrote down something different, but I'm too lazy to look for it right now. Ooh, that doesn't sound right.
Well, that might be your phone acting up.
Nope.
Okay, let me see if it's going to play here. Not playing. Hold on.
Good radio.
That would be terrible if this the one song we want to play.
By the way, I love the Michael Bagford interview with about the Townsend show, and I also loved the, what was it, a 20-minute delay on your microphone.
What happened?
What do you think about that, Mike? I liked it. What the hell? What is going on? Now what's happening?
I don't know what's going on. Something's not playing. We're still recording.
Thank God for that. I'm not doing this nonsense all over again.
See what's going on.
Hey, can you give me Devo tickets?
I'm trying to get them.
Oh, we got to go to that.
I don't know why this isn't playing. It's so strange. Let me see if something else will play.
What if Arctic Monkeys are still? Hey,
it's playing Eddie Cochran.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Okay, let me see if I can play Arctic Monkeys now.
They had a real retro sound on their first album.
We'll just listen to this until I can figure it out.
I like it. She's a fine-looking man. It's just something else.
It just won't play this song from Arctic Monkeys.
Wow.
Is there another one on there that you'd like to play? Marty Bum?
No, that one. Not that one. Yeah.
When the Sun Goes Down?
Yeah, try that one. All right.
Okay, for some
I've
reason.
Seen him with girls of the night, and eats old Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be all right, because he's a scumbag, don't you know? I said he's a scumbag, don't you know? We'll be right back.
All right. Let's go to the year of my birth.
Oh, 1941.
There is
the animals.
In New Orleans.
A cover.
From their self-titled debut in 1964. Let me tell you something about the Animals. Their albums are not good.
Oh, you try taking a deep dive?
I took a deep dive on the first four studio albums. With the hits are good.
Get the best of singles and you're good.
That's it.
That's good.
All you need. They're really not good albums at all.
Oh, man.
Eric Burdon, I think, is like 83 or something.
Oh, he's got to be up there. Sounds great on this song.
He does. Okay, let's jump ahead 5 years to 1969, the Allman Brothers Band.
I almost brought them in. I don't
know. I've been lied to. And I don't know why I let that mean woman make me a fool. She took all my money, wrecked my new car. She's with one of my good time buddies. They're drinking in some crosstown bar. Sometimes I feel. Sometimes I feel like I've been tied
to the whipping post. Oh, sorry. Did I nail it?
Yes. I tell you what, better than the guys from America.
Oh, no. By the Sandman.
All right, let's run down the menu from your birthday party.
Shout out to, who did we forget here? Speaking of Lilith Fair types, our friend of the show, Joan Armatrading.
Joan Armatrading.
I totally forgot.
Well, I can...
Now I'm remembering people.
I can play...
Avett Brothers, I almost brought in some stuff, but I didn't really have their first.
Give me the rundown of the menu that you had at your birthday party, which I was invited to, but I couldn't go.
We were
because people were probably thinking
my girlfriend surprised me. She surprised me with a whole Chicago feast. So there's a company there we can just order in. They'll deliver frozen deep dish pieces from Lou Malnati's, Portillo's, Italian beefs and hot dogs, direct from the people, the real deal. Vienna beef, the whole shot comes with the gravy, the jardinière, all the fixins. And
did you eat a lot that day?
I ate a lot that day.
You should.
And but this all happened while I was gone. It screwed up the order, I guess. So it was looking like it wasn't going to arrive in time because the party was on Sunday afternoon.
Oh my God!
So she was panicking. She called him back and said, "Hey, FedEx has held this thing up," and they sent a whole new order.
Does she get feisty on the phone?
I don't know. I'm guessing yeah.
All right. I mean, does she get feisty?
Not usually. But they
but for something like this, she might lay
probably.
Down.
Probably. Well, they
not lay down.
I do know this. They sent a whole second order for free.
Wow.
So we got double it. Now it's all in the freezer. We can't fit it all in the freezers. So we had to borrow the neighbor's freezer. So yeah, we got to move this stuff.
Neighbors are eating that food on a nightly basis now.
Yeah. It's one of those, her friend who lives down the street has like that fridge in the second fridge in the garage, which we've commandeered that freezer part because we don't have room for it. So we got, Chicago hot dogs, some Italian beefs, and deep dishes.
Delicious.
Oh, it's so great. We're going to have a good poker.
Yes, next time we play poker.
Yeah, I've set us up. I got it set up.
Joan Armatrading's first album was called...
her name, wasn't it?
No, Whatever's For Us.
Oh, I don't know.
That one is her third album, the one that you're thinking
of. Okay, yeah.
So this song was the single. It's called All the King's Gardens. And I don't even remember what this sounds like.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard this.
I loved interviewing her, but she was one of those people that wouldn't have her camera on. So it's almost like I don't feel like I really met her.
Like we could have done this on the phone.
Yeah. It's from 1972. She's got so many albums.
Put me down as part exchange and left me down.
wire is what's fucking up. Thankfully, we're almost done. Tracy Chapman was in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
So much stuff.
Well, that was the Tracy Chapman slam on her. Not really a slam, but they said she's basically took Joan Armatrading's act.
Well, I don't think she did, though.
I don't know if Joan would have been happy. You didn't bring it up, though, did you?
No.
What? Tracy Chapman?
No, not at all, because I didn't really think of it. I didn't really, you know, because they're both black women.
Yeah.
I
mean, so the comparison, and played guitars, and and kind of sounded similar in a way. I mean,
I hate that country remake of Fast Cars that they've been playing.
Oh, I didn't.
It's fucking trash. I hate it so much. I just hate it. All right. Look, apologies to Asia.
Oh, you wanted to play that so badly.
But, you know, I've played Asia so many times. And I actually had Wild.
You're the only one who does.
I had Wildest Dreams queued up. I didn't even go with Heat of the Moment.
Not a fan.
It's too easy.
And you just interviewed that guy from. Was he from Asia?
No. He works with Jeff Downs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Downs Braid Association.
That's it.
Do I have a playout song? Yeah. I'm going to play one more. This is from 1974. The album is called Five Aside.
Argent? We didn't play Argent.
Yeah, because I couldn't. There wasn't any songs that I knew on their first album.
Okay.
But you'll know this song by Ace.
Nope.
Oh my God. There we go.
This is on the Yacht Rock list.
Yep. I replace this wire like every couple months. I don't know why it goes bad.
Could be your outlet inside the computer.
It's a professional show.
Paul Carrick on lead vocals.
Yep. Paul Carrick of Squeeze.
Later of Squeeze.
Of Mike and the Mechanics.
Yeah, he moved around a lot. I don't know if he's a prick or maybe just unsettled.
I think he's a
hired gun.
Maybe he's a whore.
Yeah. Sounds great.
This is 49 years ago.
Yep. Speaking of the Yacht Rock, I almost brought in, think of the Yacht Rock band, 70s A, you would know it, had a couple hits, American.
Ambrosia?
Yeah.
Ambrosia.
And I did a deep dive on that first album.
Is there a hit on that first album?
No, not really.
Not even?
No,
okay.
It was rough. It was rough going.
All right.
So I said, you know what, I'm going to take a pass on Ambrosia. Hmm. Let's see what the Arctic Monkeys have to say.
Well, apologies to A-ha.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a playout song that is off the beaten path, but I love this song.
Uh-huh.
But let's promote. What do we got? We still got the Travel Tales podcast twice a month.
Yep. Still doing that. And people can see, always, as always, can go see my Dry Bar special at drybarcomedy.com/Mike Siegel. And it's on YouTube as well. It's all for free. But
all right.
I'll take views anywhere I can
sure.
get them.
Are you landlocked right now? How long until you go back out?
Well, I just realized it was going to be not till early December.
But now?
And then I have to go to Florida to help out with my mom, who's, having some medical stuff. So
then from there, do you hop on a cruise from there?
No. I'm going to go down there for 2 weeks and maybe a little less than 2 weeks at the end of this month. Then I'll be back.
Piper go down there with you at all?
No, she's got to stay here and live and work.
Live. And take care of the dog.
Yeah. And I'm basically going to drive my mom around. We took her keys away.
All right.
Which is tough. You know, she's having like dizzy spells and stuff. So, and we're still
If I start having dizzy spells, I'll hand you my keys.
Okay.
I don't like driving now. I'll give it to you. Here, take it.
But, that's her whole... When you live, she doesn't live in a city. She can't figure out Uber. She doesn't even use a phone, basically.
Does she have a smartphone?
Yeah, we made her get, we call it the $500 solitaire machine. She doesn't make calls on it. She doesn't, still uses her landline.
Yeah.
So not driving, that's their freedom. You know, it's really tough.
Yeah.
And now it's about like taking her to, I'm going to go there and basically take her to doctor's appointments and drive her around.
How does she get groceries?
Well, that's the other thing. She was at this point, she was only going to like bowling, going to see friends,
yeah.
and going to the supermarket.
Okay.
And ever so often Walmart or something.
Just three things. And then you take those three things
away
and
from
the equation.
Now she is locked down, you know, and so it's tough. So my sister, thank God, lives like, you know, 10 minutes away, but her and my brother-in-law are like shouldering a lot of the load. So,
and they have jobs and kids.
Yeah. And so these doctor's appointments come up and, you know, my sister's taken enough time off work. She can't really do it anymore. So I got to go. It's getting to that time. I got to go help out, you know, right. So.
Call that brother of yours. Get him down.
He was down there already.
All right.
Because she was supposed to have surgery or a doctor thing. And they just, the day before, pushed it.
Of course,
it was supposed to be on a Wednesday, and he comes down there from Chicago. He's ready to go, take her, spend time with her.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we got to push it to Monday, and he had to go back. He couldn't. So my sister had to take another day off work.
Yeah.
And that's when I said, I'm coming. It's time for me to.
Yeah, because you're, our brother, the world traveler, he doesn't have to, he can go swim with whales, but he can't come down and help with mom.
Yeah. So that's going to...
Is that a pretty good impression of your sister?
That's pretty good. Yeah. Not bad. Not too far off. Yeah. Time for Mike to pull his weight, finally.
When you're done cutting your foot on the coral, maybe come down and help Ma get some groceries.
The mother, the person who gave birth to you. Yeah.
All right. You are at Funny Mike on all arenas?
Well, Travel Tales Podcast on Instagram. And
where do you post the most, if at all? On Instagram?
Yeah, these days. Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
Twitter, I'm sorry, X. I haven't.
And we don't tweet anymore. We post.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Don't post and repost.
Don't do either.
Never calling it X.
I know.
I only do it for the show. Just music stuff at Rock Solid Show.
Yeah,
I don't bother Rock Solid Show on Instagram. Yeah,
it wasn't
just fun stuff.
Helping my life, so I went. Yeah, I'm good.
I'm at Pat_Francis_comedian on Instagram. Just fun stuff there too. So follow.
Yeah.
It's all good stuff.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Follow.
Fun stuff.
And the Travel Tales Podcast. Follow that. Give a thumbs up. A good review.
How about a review? Go over to iTunes. No one cares
for money.
Let me look up my iTunes reviews. Let me see if
I have even looked at.
Hold on. Let me see if I got a new one. No one leaves them anymore. But
I know. I tell people to give us a nice review, and I don't even check to see if they do.
Let me see.
Sad.
Let me see what the most recent one says.
Oh, no. What does it say?
From June 26th, 2023. This is Rick Hall 26. One star.
Oh, boy.
And then you know how you put a title for your review? So boring.
Uh-huh.
With, I think, 4 exclamation points. We got a one-line review. Couldn't get through one episode. Laughable.
Oh.
So, thank you.
So you won't be subscribing to Patreon?
Couldn't get through one.
Couldn't get through one.
Like, maybe you didn't like that one. Let's go to another one. But you know what?
You do the same thing.
A review like this would crush Pilar. Like, she would never look at reviews. Oh, yeah. Never. Me, I'm like, that's just ridiculous. so silly.
Well, you have a thicker skin than a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not very sensitive is what I'm saying.
I don't really care. I don't really care. That's funny to me. All right. Don't leave reviews like that to make me laugh. Yeah. But that one's funny. If a legit one comes up like that, that makes me laugh.
Couldn't get through an episode.
So boring. That guy must need a lot of bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Plate spinning. All right. That's it. We're done. The Playout song is from 2001.
2001.
It's an album produced by Bob Rock.
Oh.
I didn't know that until today.
Hey, a group or a person?
It's a band.
Hey, 2001. Who was big in Arcade Fire?
It's not Arcade Fire. I mean,
we forget. We didn't play them.
We didn't. This isn't a big band.
Oh, okay.
I just like this
I'll never
song.
Get it. Okay, what is it?
The band's called American Hi-Fi.
Oh, okay. And it kind of reminds.
Song is great. Flavor of the Week. Do you remember this song?
Well, I got to hear it first.
All right. Let's see. Well, this is the Playout, son. So thanks for coming up here.
Thanks. Oh, now I remember it.
All right. Here we go. Thank you, Mike.
Sure. Thank you.
A lot of thank yous. Here it comes.
She paints her nails and she don't know. He's got her best friend on the phone. She'll wash her hair, his dirty clothes. All he gives to her. Got posters on the wall of all the girls he wished she was. And
Where's the oil? I don't see oil. How close were you to that oil?
Can you hear it?
That's crazy. And that won't attack you?
No.
Like orca? What about orca, the killer whale? How close can you get to it?
Well, the boat can only be like 100 yards from it.
All right.
And we are supposed to swim, stay about 25, 50 yards from it.
Look how clear the water is.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's nice. Yeah, that's amazing. And you were by yourself on this trip.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the crews dropped me off. I just stayed a couple extra days to do this.
And you knew this was a thing at this time of year?
Yeah.
Bucket list.
Yeah, that was it.
Done.
Pretty cool, huh?
It's not bad. It's not too shabby. All right, you ready?
Hold on, I'm going to silence this.
Hey, everybody.